in Salinas, California.
Fresh from victory over California's table grape growers, Cesar Chavez moved his headquarters to Salinas for a new fight with the Teamsters Union.
The Teamsters are signing sweetheart contracts and backdoor agreements throughout the industry, and we're going to, if it takes 10 years or 20 years, we'll go ranch by ranch and we'll take them back.
Yesterday, Chavez set up picket lines at farms where a Teamster contract had been signed. He was confident the workers would support him rather than the Teamsters. Today, there were rumors the dispute between the Teamsters and United Farm Workers would end. Chavez withdrew his picket line, and each side held secret meetings throughout the morning. Chavez arrived at the Teamsters' hotel headquarters, and by noon, an agreement was announced.
We're indeed happy with the agreement. We think that this agreement is going to bring, at long last, peace to the industry, and we're going to be able to resolve the differences that we've had with the Teamster organization for some time now.
I'd like to say that we have considered the document as seriously as the farm workers have and as those that participated in its formulation. And I view it also as not just a jurisdictional agreement or an agreement to cease hostilities, but actually a working agreement to the best interest of all concerned.
Both men said there will be more meetings to resolve remaining differences, and Chavez announced the striking farm workers will return to work tomorrow. The Teamsters agreed not to organize any more field workers, and Chavez promised not to raid Teamster farm jobs. Neither side is claiming victory, but the speed of the settlement makes it obvious that the Teamsters were not anxious to take on Cesar Chavez. Joe Ramirez, NBC News, Salinas, California.